Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Katrina Loughran, writing in the Irish Daily Star today, says that global superstar Taylor Swift is continuing to prove she's the undisputed queen of pop after giving a fan free tickets to her sellout show in Dublin, which is very, very nice indeed. The American singer, known for her generosity towards her legions of fans, who are called Swifties. Well, we call Swifties something else when it comes to beer, but they're called Swifties, made the offer to a desperate fan who missed her gig in London because of a delayed flight. So the fan is South African, called Stephanie. She tweeted from her British Airways flight from Amsterdam that it was delayed and could result in her missing the gig in Hyde Park. She tweeted, "There's nothing like flying halfway across the world to see at Taylor Swift 13 and then at British Airways. Delayed the flight, so I miss it." So she kind of essentially missed the gig. She later revealed she had made it to Hyde Park for just the final three songs of Taylor Swift's show. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
You got there, but for the final three songs?
I know.
Which songs?
I don't know what's worse.
Which songs?
It was Shake It Off, Clean, and I got halfway through. I was actually running on the third one to try and get into it. I could hear her singing it from the outside, from the fences. So it was actually a bit like torture, to be completely honest.
Yeah, oh, good Lord. So you were flying from where to where?
I was flying from Amsterdam to London, and I arrived at the airport in Amsterdam at 7:30 in the morning, in time for my 10:30 flight. And at 10:30, they said that the flight was delayed until 12:30. And I was like, okay, that's fine. 12:30, I've got enough time. It'll be okay. Then they said, no, the flight's delayed until 3 o'clock. And that's when I started to get a little bit concerned. Mm. And I said, okay, please just take my bags off of the plane. I will find another way to get to London. I just need to get there. And they refused. So they said I had to wait around. Otherwise, they'd leave my bags in Amsterdam. So I waited till 3:30, which they delayed the plane until. And then at 4 o'clock, they finally canceled it. But by this time, they'd already offloaded all of the people that had connections onto international flights, and the rest of us were left with a choice of either catching a 7 o'clock or a 10 o'clock flight back to London. And 7 p.m. Was obviously a little bit too late for me, but I didn't really have another choice. I couldn't even book myself on another flight if I wanted to, because everything was sold out.
So on you got at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
And landed in London at?
I got off at 8:15 or 7:15. I can't remember. The time differences confuse me a little bit.
Sure.
But I think it could have been 7:15. Oh, the 7:15 flight was delayed. So when I got to the 7:15 flight, I was like, oh, I might still just make the concert. And then I was sitting waiting to board that last flight. And then the notice came up on the screen saying, this flight is now also being delayed by about half an hour. So I got into the plane. I do remember, though, I was standing in immigration at Heathrow, which is quite an experience if you've never had to go through that as someone with a non-EU passport, at about 8:15. And that is exactly when Taylor Swift walked out on stage, was at 8:15. So I went on Twitter. I saw that she'd come out on stage, and I tweeted, and I was just like, I'm in an immigration queue, and I should be in Hyde Park right now watching Taylor Swift. And I just started crying in immigration, and I cried basically the whole queue all the way through to the immigration officer. He was very sweet. He tried to comfort me. I cried all the way through passport control, got a taxi from Heathrow, went straight to the hotel, dropped our bags at reception, ran to Hyde Park. Like I said, as I was running past the gates, she was playing one of her songs.
Oh, I actually feel the pain. It's like there was a John Cleese film called Clockwise once, where he was trying to get somewhere, and it was just one thing after another kept happening to him. And you were that soldier on the night in question. So you got the three songs. Was it enough? I mean, clearly you're an Uber fan. So
yeah.
Was it enough to have that taste of Taylor, or did you need more, or how did you feel?
I don't know. The thing is, I've been waiting so long, and I have been a fan of her since about 2006. So I'm not a recent 1989 album fan. I'm a fan who's been buying her stuff since the beginning. In South Africa in 2006, she wasn't particularly big. She wasn't big at all. No one knew who she was.
Mm.
So I imported her album. I had to save up money. I had to work jobs so I could import it from America. I worked at a campus radio station at the time, and I got them, I begged them to play one of her songs, which was not, it was a country song. We shouldn't have been playing it. But my program manager at the time, he sort of, I think he just did it to keep me quiet because I was a very irritating little girl back then. So he played her song for me. So for all intents and purposes, I was also the first person to play her song or a song of Taylor Swift's on radio in South Africa. And so I have been a massive fan since the beginning. And it's taken so long for me to be able to see her in concert. And I don't know. I was saying to my boyfriend at the time, I don't know if the three songs was better than nothing, or if maybe I should have rather just not even seen anything, because it looked amazing in Hyde Park when I arrived.
You're right. I know. Okay, so your pain is palpable. You leave, and you sent this text then. Or sorry, the tweet, I should say.
Yes.
And what did you say in that?
The Taylor Swift one to me.
Well, yeah. How did she, what was she responding to?
Well, she was responding to, I think, a chain of tweets, because I basically was tweeting throughout my entire experience. So people were rooting for me from the beginning. Okay. I had friends, obviously, back home who know how much of a fan I am. I've had Taylor Swift in my Twitter bio even for so long, where I'm not even ashamed to put it on my Twitter bio, where it says Taylor Swift is life, because she is. And so my friends were like, oh, are you going to make it? Are you going to make it? And I was keeping them updated as well, as a couple of listeners from South Africa as well, because they're obviously a little bit interested or hoping I would make it to the concert. So I think she was replying to like a string of tweets. I have no idea how she even found out about it or how she saw them. But she did reply to one saying that I'd caught the final three songs, and I'm just distraught. I'm absolutely like broken. I'd had a whole day of crying. By the time I made it to the show in Hyde Park, my eyes were red. I hadn't showered in 24 hours because I was hoping to land in London and shower. I was at a concert dressed in airplane clothes. I mean, no one looks sexy when they fly.
No.
Everyone just dresses in like tracky pants and horrible clothes.
And it was a bang off you as well of the post-flight. You always have to shower after flight as well, you know. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
So I was standing there. I just felt disgusting.
Yeah.
And I probably looked disgusting. I hadn't done my makeup. My hair was gross. I just felt horrible. And I was standing there. And I just tweeted that I was broken. I was just so emotionally wrecked.
So in comes this tweet from Taylor Swift saying, I'm really sorry you missed it, but if you can, get to Dublin. I'll buy you tickets. Sorry to hear about the travel nightmare. So when Taylor Swift's tweet lands on your phone, how did you feel?
I woke up in the morning. Well, actually, my boyfriend woke me up, and he was like, you should probably check your Twitter. And I was like, oh, what now? So I looked at my Twitter, and I was actually in shock. Like, yeah. I genuinely thought, first, it was maybe a parody account. I didn't think it was hers. So I went on, and I was like, no, this is her account. She's verified. This is real. And I just was in absolute shock. I couldn't breathe. My hands went cold. I started shaking. I didn't really know what to do. And it took me a while to think, how do you reply to a tweet from Taylor Swift saying something like that?
Yeah.
I was like, I can't mess this up. I can't be like too excited about it and like ruin my chances. I need to be quite cool. But I also need to show her how much this means to me. So I just had to have a little bit of a think and calm down, go and wash my face and like think about it for a second. I replied to the tweets, and I've got the most amazing boyfriend in the world. So he jumped on trying to get us flights to Dublin immediately. So here we are. We're in Dublin now.
Well, welcome to Dublin.
Thank you.
Welcome to Dublin. And you've landed. The gig is tomorrow night. So not only do you get to see Taylor Swift, you get to see our gorgeous country for 24 hours.
Fantastic.
So that's
fantastic.
Good news.
And a beautiful country it is.
And I hope you're getting a nice welcome and that you have a blast. It is... Quite, this woman is a phenomenon. I can see why you love her. She's really, there's something about her. She seems to have this lovely golden touch.
100%.
Yeah.
Definitely agree with you.
Yeah. So now for her to do that for you, and then between your boyfriend and everything, it's possibly, weirdly, has all worked out for you.
It's even
better than Hyde Park now for this very reason, because you've got the best pub story ever.
I hope so. That's what all my friends and everybody on Twitter has been saying. Everything does happen for a reason, and obviously this is the reason.
This is the reason. Can you give me three reasons why everyone loves this woman so much?
She is possibly from, I mean, I don't obviously know her personally, but from what we can see, just the way she conducts herself on social media and the way she talks to her fans, she's probably the most genuine and sincere person who is really just thankful to her fans for loving her music and enjoying her music and enjoying her art that she puts out. She says it on Twitter all the time. She's on Tumblr all the time talking to her fans. She takes time out of her day. I mean, she just spoke to someone, I think it was yesterday or the day before, who has been a fan of hers, who's got a congenital heart defect, and she's got holes in her heart, and she put on Tumblr that she has been listening to Taylor's music to get her through all of her operations and all of her things that she has to go get done in the hospital. And Taylor took time out and said to her, like, I can't believe that you took the time out to message me, and I know you can't be positive all the time, but I'm glad my music helps you, and I can't wait to see you at one of my shows and all of that kind of stuff. So she just seems very sincere and just genuinely
and
thankful that we're enjoying her music, which I've never experienced from another artist before. I've never seen it.
She seems to enjoy it. She seems like a bit of fun and seems to enjoy what she has and making the most. She's only 25. Good. It feels like she's been around forever. Listen, it's been lovely to talk to you, Stephanie, and congratulations on all your endeavours, and you're obviously a determined woman, and it's all paid off. So enjoy Dublin, enjoy the gig, and enjoy Miss Swift.
Thank you so much. Have a fantastic day.
Thanks for taking our call this morning.
Cheers, man.
Bye for now. I want to say a quick hello to Susie. Hi, Susie.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
How are you? Where are you?
I'm currently outside the Tree Arena with about 50 other Taylor Swift Swifties. They're having a great time listening to Taylor Swift.
But Susie, it's tomorrow. You're too early.
No, it's tonight, Ryan.
Is she on tonight?
I
had it in my head that she's on only tomorrow. God, for God help us, I'm sorry.
No, oh, so that's why she's.
I thought you were doing the full 24-hour in advance job. Sorry about that.
No, it won't surprise me if I did. If I had the chance, I would. Like, if it wasn't Ireland and it was sunny out, I totally would have done that.
I can imagine. Have you ever met her?
Well, the story is, she wanted to meet me in Glasgow last week. I think it was Monday. And I'm still kind of dead over it. She knew my name. I walked into the meet and greet, and she was like, "Hey, Susie, thanks for coming to so many shows." And I pretty much died.
And so you did meet her?
Yeah, she wanted to meet me.
In Glasgow?
In Glasgow, yeah.
And
I got a phone call off her people, and they were like, "Taylor Swift really wants to meet you."
Oh.
And then suddenly there I was standing in front of Taylor Swift, and she knew my name.
Good Lord. And did you say anything to her, or were you just too blah, 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 blah?
No, I literally started talking and I couldn't stop talking. I talked about cats, I talked about Dublin, I talked about the Irish Swifties. Oh, it was crazy. I don't think she understood me because I was talking so fast, but like, that's not what counts anyway.
Where did you go up to on her in terms of her height? Did you go to her shoulders or her nose?
I was wearing high boots and I was still like well below her. I was probably her neck.
Oh,
my head came up to her right, yeah.
Yeah, she's
proper tall.
She is proper tall. So
yeah.
Are you a student or what are you doing with yourself?
Yeah, I'm a student in ITB Blanchardstown.
Yeah.
And then I have a part-time job. And that's how I kind of, because I've been to like 6 shows, 5 countries, 10 days.
Jeepers, that's pretty intense.
It's dedication, so it is. But it was like a proper good experience. And like I do it again in a heartbeat.
Yeah. And what is it about her that just makes her so adorable for you?
I think it's just how relatable she is. She's just like, she doesn't seem like a famous person. She seems like, you know, you'd see her on the, she's a nice person and she's relatable. So like everyone can relate to her songs and herself. The fame hasn't gotten to her head. Like.
And tonight you're going to be at the show. What's the best song she's done on your experience going to the gigs?
On this tour? Between Bad Blood and We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together.
Two
proper rock out songs.
Two big songs that are constantly on the radio, which is good too. Well, Susie, look, enjoy the gig tonight. Enjoy yourself.
I will do.
And to you and all the other Swifties there today, tell them I said hi and good luck and have fun.
Oh, I will. Ryan Tubbery said to have fun. Yeah, this is going down great.
Yeah, great. Well, listen, it's really good to talk to you, and I hope you get up close and personal once more with Taylor Swift tonight.
Thanks a million.
Nice to talk to you, Susie.
Bye.